The decision by the Supreme Court to rule in our favor is really the rightful decision. The Supreme Court has stood by the side of the people in the ratio of 7-1 and in the ratio of justice. And I can tell you all the people in the country are very, very much delighted, and they welcome the decision with open hands. It was a very much expected decision. It's terrible to get justice in Africa. It's just terrible. So this is one of the victories that we've come up to witness, because if the judiciary becomes stronger and stronger in the face of the tyrants, I know it's a huge challenge, but I know we shall succumb.
What does this ruling mean to you and to Ugandans?
The implication of this ruling is the interpretation of the Constitution to the effect that a member of parliament is not a member of parliament representing a party, a group of people that sit there, because we are not appointed by parties to sit in parliament. We are members of parliament by virtue of being elected by people, by adulthood suffering. Therefore, this implies that I represent the people and I should be there for as long as I serve the aims and aspirations of my voters, not the aims and aspirations of a group of people called a party that sit there in order to rubber stamp you to only pass arrogant budgets that are not even in favor of the aims and aspirations of the people. Therefore, this is justice to the people. The people have welcomed it, that the interpretation of this is to the effect that a member of parliament is a member of parliament that represents the people and not a particular party.
Are you going to caucus with the ruling party or with the opposition in parliament?
No. We can no longer caucus with the NRM. They are no longer working like a party. They are only there to support the whims and aspirations of President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni as an individual. These are just like a bunch of people that just come to sit in parliament, and he who pays them is whose tune they have to sing. Unfortunately, we can no longer work with them. We are people that want to work for the people, for the prosperity of the people, to improve the health care of the people, to improve the livelihoods of the people, to improve the economic situation of our countrymen. And we cannot sit around and caucus with people who have no sense of direction, who only think of themselves and do not think of the common person. That is absolutely a no, and we shall move forward now to create a different political dispensation that shall liberate our country. This ruling only strengthens the earlier interim ruling. We've been in parliament, but this one strengthens the earlier interim ruling that a member of parliament cannot be interrupted during their term of stay in parliament because there is an impending court appeal or there is a court proceedings against him. Therefore, the trick that was being played between the ruling NRM party with the office of the Attorney General, imagine the Attorney General, who is supposed to be one of the respondents who was petitioned against, joined government against us. Is this an Attorney General of the party or an Attorney General of the government? This is lack of seriousness. These are people that have abused the law. These are people that have abused the legal system. These are people that have abused the powers they are entrusted with by the Constitution. And definitely we are back in Parliament. We've been in Parliament, and we shall continue to legislate for the people of our country, not for the parties. These parties will be controlled like mafias control some groups.